You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brenchegard-Bialik. This is segment 14.
Night became morning, and the brave travelers set out from the Standing Rock Inn to continue their journey.
We should come up with a name, like the Heroes of Legend, or...
Or nothing. That's ridiculous. Quests only have names like that in stories.
Yeah, we didn't have a name in your future either.
Speaking of the future, did Men and I... ever, you know.
They walked all morning through wide open fields of tall, warm grasses.
How's the tattoo look, Steven?
Like it did last night. I think it's done changing.
You'll meet whoever it is soon, then.
Soon. Thanks for talking with me. It's nice to confide in someone.
Sure, anytime.
There's a river ahead. I see some shade. Should we stop for lunch?
Yes.
Let's set up.
This is good. Hey, Princess, are you feeling okay? You seem a little withdrawn.
Yeah, I must still be shaken up after
Hey, does everyone see the hill over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to most of the stories I've heard about the prophecy that we assume we're following, we're supposed to find a cave of some kind and fight the monster inside.
Could that be representative of the inn and the fight with the innkeeper?
Yes, but I think we should still walk that way and check it out.
It seems to be off in a different direction from the one we are currently traveling.
I know, but... it's not that far away. It shouldn't take more than an hour if we walk there, discover that nothing was there, and get back on track.
And what if something is there?
Presumably it would be a monster, and...
we would have to fight it.
She undid her earrings and flicked them into her two golden hooked swords in one quick fluid motion.
Whoa, what are those?
Huh? These are my swords. You guys haven't seen them yet?
No way!
That's so cool! I use these to fight with. I got them... well, you gave them to me, Eddie, in your future. I don't know where you found them.
Have them ready just in case.
Did you see how quickly I drew them? I got it covered.
If you say so.
Easy for you to say, Evan. You are made of rock. You do not get hurt.
Is that really true?
Nothing I have found yet has hurt me, in the way it hurts softer people like you.
Okay, I choose not to interpret that as a threat.
It was not meant to be, unless you have done something that requires a threat.
I haven't!
Fine, then.
Are you still worried that Zora doesn't remember you from previous, future encounters with our group?
Not so much. I would not leave Meta unless it was for a very good reason. I am no longer concerned.
Okay, well, then if everyone has finished lunch, let's pack up and start walking towards that hill.
That cave! There's gotta be a cave on the other side of it.
If you say so, I believe you.
Really? You do? That's great, that's so great. It's nice to have... friends who trust you.
So, the party packed the remains of lunch into their backpacks. Steven kept adjusting his pack on one specific shoulder, Eddie noticed. She watched him scratch at it a little bit.
Who's out here in the middle of nowhere? I wonder where his soulmate could be.
Ben led the way, walking next to Meta as the team followed the stream to the hill. It was more than an hour of walking just to reach the hill. Ben ran around to the front.
I knew it! There's totally a cave here. Guys, come on, guys!
Ben!
Zora drew her swords. Steven drew his. Eddie grabbed her sling, and everyone ran around the hill to where Ben was screaming.
What is it, Ben?
Monster!
A ferocious red dragon crept stealthily out of the cave in the hillside, hot smoke streaming out of its nostrils.
Okay, let's calm down.
She watched the dragon rear up and spit a stream of fire at Zora, who started to run, screaming, away from the mouth of the cave.
This is a dragon. This is a dragon! How do you kill a dragon? I can't get a reading on its candle. Oh my god!
And suddenly, every coherent thought was driven from her mind as the dragon turned to face her. She dropped the sling in panic, but there was no time to go back for it. She was turning and running away. Everyone was running, except Steven, who was standing, staring up at the dragon.
Steven!
Get out of there! No!
A gust of fiery wind engulfed Steven, burning him to a charred ruin.
Steven! No!
Eddie felt weak. She fell to her knees, clutching her head.
What? I feel weird.
She barely registered that her friends were falling beside her before she noticed that there was a beautiful woman standing at the entrance of the cave. Eddie fell instantly in love. Where was Steven? She couldn't see him. She tried to collect her thoughts. But the woman was so beautiful, and she was beckoning to Eddie. She wanted Eddie to come talk to her. But then, Eddie saw that Meta was going to talk to her. Meta loved the woman too, Eddie thought. It was so obvious. Meta must be trying to talk to the woman and make Eddie look bad before she even got to talk to her. Eddie decided that she hated Meta.
Meta, how could you?
Evan!
Eddie!
Princess!
Ben! And before Eddie knew it, the team was fighting. Fists were flying, and sharp knees stabbed into soft stomachs. Eddie didn't see Steven. Where was he? She also didn't see the woman. What woman? There was no woman. Why was she... She could not even collect herself enough to be properly narrated. The last thing she saw before her eyes closed was Steven standing over her, looking worried.
Eddie!
For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the princess, Zora, Ben, Meta, Evan, or Steven, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you.